No one's lived in the Conley House since 1986. The decorative Victorian rooms have housed members of the Conley family, MU students, and other Columbians, and are now home to administrators with the university's general education program and the Program for Excellence in Teaching. However, some say the home still has one full-time resident, a ghost. Legend has it that Aunt Sally Conley continues to roam the halls even though she died more than 100 years ago. The sister of house builder and prominent Columbia merchant Sanford Conley, Aunt Sally was known as a disagreeable old maid. When she died, the family buried Aunt Sally between the bricks in the north wall of the house, where her bones remain. Cindy Mustard is the great-grandniece of Aunt Sally and lived in Conley House in the early 1970s. Her father told her how to avoid a run-in with the ghost.
The story goes that you have to leave the door to the attic open or closed, or else she'll come down. And she floats around in the house.
Gil Porter, an administrator with the university, has worked upstairs in the Conley House for the past 8 years. He believes in the Aunt Sally legend, but has never seen her.
We've never encountered any kind of spookiness or threats. Very tranquil ghost, as far as I can tell.
But Peter Neenan has been spooked. Neenan lived on the second floor of Conley House for 4 years. He knew the legend of the ghost, but didn't see Aunt Sally until one night, 30 years ago.
I woke up one night, and she was there. She was standing outside my bedroom in a hallway, just staring at me.
Neenan never saw the ghost again, but also says he slept with the door shut for the remainder of his time at the house. As for Aunt Sally, she'll get a new group of roommates when the MU Faculty Council moves into Conley House later this year. Chances are they won't encounter Sally, but just in case, they might want to close the attic door. For KBIA News, I'm Kyle Parrish.